Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody, to Stand Up for News. This is me, Matt James. We are a Hollywood Connection special. I got Christopher Wright with us again. What are we doing? Singing? Stand Up for News.
Stand Up for News. You can stand up, too. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Good job, buddy. Yeah. Welcome back, Nathan Gilardi, our former and back current co-host. Former co-host who one day he just ghosted us. He didn't want to be our co-host. He went to rehab or something. And then my new co-host, Jim, Captain Jim Marvin, is back. And then, news, we got an old, and we also have our co-host on the radio, Russell Mania. Good. Welcome back. Say hello, Russell.
Hello.
Awesome. Welcome back. So, my old sponsor is gone, but we have a new sponsor. I need to talk about both of those. It's very important. So, the old sponsor was Leverox. I got let go because I told the secret hush puppy recipe one time on the radio, you know, so we can't talk about how when people order them, we had to go out back and find the hush puppy pen, and we'd get a puppy, the loudest little puppy, because they're freshly hushed, you know, and then we humanely, when they're like, woof, 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 we snap their little puppy necks, and then we take them in the kitchen, and then we take a melon baller, and then we scoop them out, season them, and we put them in the deep fryer, and we fry them up and serve them and plate them to you fine folks there when you come to Leverox. Yeah, but I'm not even allowed to eat them. But we don't use chihuahuas, you know, because they're too spicy, and you only get like 7 or 8. But we get like St. Bernards because they're fluffy. You get like 80 or 90 of them. But and on a secret recipe, just to let you guys know, don't order the hush kittens, because out back there is a kitten pen too. And I go out there and I find the loudest little kitten, and it's like meow meow meow, and I snap its little kitten neck, and we take it in the kitchen, and I take the melon ball or a different one, because we don't cross contaminate there. Scoop them out, and then we put them in the deep fryer and plate them and serve them and season them and serve them up to you fine folks at Leverox when you go there and eat the hush kittens. But also, the ones people ask that are already quiet, you know, because ours are freshly hushed when it comes to the puppies, they ask what we do with them. I say, well, we send them over to Checkers, and they put them in a freezer there because they serve chili dogs.
Ooh.
But our new sponsor is the one and only, the amazing Artie Fletcher and Artie Fletcher's Joke Factory Comedy Club, you guys.
All right.
It's going to be opening this spring, and I will be the house MC. So I'm hoping to try and get him to like this show enough to come on as a guest and talk about it. But it's coming soon, and just be ready. So, Nathan Gilardi, you cheated on us with another radio show. Why don't you tell us how that developed? First of all, welcome back. 11 years in comedy. Congratulations, last week you turned 11 in comedy years. Welcome back. Why'd you cheat on us? What happened there, bud?
Well, this is an hour drive from where I live. And the new radio show is 5 minutes.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm back. As soon as I could get back in here, I did. I'm doing a lot of crazy stuff. Got my first professional fight next week as a mixed martial artist.
Congratulations.
This Saturday. It's a good thing I identify as a 12-year-old girl, because I'm going to win. I'm going to give her the old
knockout
punch.
Are you allowed to do that?
I am now.
I thought I was the only one.
Russell, you
I've got the outfit.
All right, Russell, you're my next opponent.
So I got a thing I want to tell you guys about how much I hate Murphy's Law. Have you heard of Murphy's Law before by Captain Edward Murphy? Mm-hmm. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. Have you heard that? I hate that rule because it always happens to me at work, and it's frustrating. I like Eddie Murphy's Law, the other Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what his law is? It's, I was only giving her a ride. That's what he says. He says to always say, "I was just giving her a ride."
Unfortunately, it was a he. And anyway,
Well, we have some current news to start with. So we go around in the, you know, I'm going to start with Jim over here. Jim, tell us what kind of news you got to stand up for, because the news can't just stand up for itself. It was born without any legs. It was born in a wheelchair, basically.
All right.
And so we got to stand up for the news. So fire away with some current news for us, fella.
Well, big surprise. Earlier this week on Monday, President Biden flew from Washington, D.C. to Poland, and after a 10-hour train ride, surfaced in Kyiv, Ukraine, all without anyone in the media or the public knowing his whereabouts. When asked how it was possible for the President of the United States to travel halfway around the world without drawing any notice whatsoever, White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients responded, "Relocating the President undetected is easy. I mean, this is Joe Biden we're talking about here. Nobody gives a damn where he is. His dog won't even pay attention to him anymore unless we tie a live kitten around his neck. Maybe we should call him Incognito Joe."
Incognito Joe. Joe Biden shot down a UFO over Lake Huron that wound up being, he used a $500,000 missile that turned out to be a little kid's weather balloon, a little 12-year-old kid. When the little kid asked Biden why he shot down his balloon, his science project, Biden just responded with, "Hey, what kind of shampoo do you use?"
Man with neck tattoo that says "Don't hire me" sues restaurant for discrimination that didn't hire him.
Oh my. From Capitol Hill, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given Fox News unfettered access to all media and security camera footage from the Capitol building of the January 6th riot. Democratic lawmakers expressed concern that handing over the tapes to the conservative news outlet could pose a security risk and spawn further conspiracy theories about the event. However, on his broadcast last night, Fox News host Tucker Carlson has reported so far finding no evidence to contradict the findings of the January 6th committee, but that if you play the tapes in reverse, they clearly show rioters helping Capitol Police get back up on their feet, repairing broken windows, and walking out of the building in an orderly manner backwards. Also, if you listen close enough, you can hear, "Paul is dead. Paul is dead." Nice work there, Tucker.
Nice.
Jack Black and his bandmate, the musician Jack Black and the actor, you know, and his bandmate Kyle Gass make their own brand of pistachios. It's called Tenacious D's Nuts.
Nice.
Nice.
I like it.
Excellent.
Nice. Park rangers find a nearly 6-pound toad, 5.10 pounds. Toad, a cane toad. It might be the last and the largest ever found since he murdered his brother Abel Toad.
Oh.
Oh, that one croaked.
What do you got for us there, WrestleMania?
I got news about Tampa Pride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, Tampa Pride this year is going to be 18 and up.
Okay.
Because everybody's afraid they're going to lose their liquor license. God forbid if somebody would accidentally see a drag queen. So it's going to be 18 and up. And they're also, this is something they've never done before, they're going to have a mass wedding.
Whoa.
So Hillsborough County has waived the $35 fee as long as you register. And you all, gay, straight, whatever you call yourselves, can get married for free and be part of history.
Chris, you can get married
at a discount? Is this for a world record?
This sounds like a Moonies thing.
Chris,
remember
when Sky proposed to you on my porch?
I mean, it's free.
Chris,
you know, so
free.
This is really cool.
Chris, you remember when Sky proposed to you on my porch?
Yes, I do. I was listening to what WrestleMania was saying.
You guys were slobbering and kissing, and I video the whole thing, and I watch it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How often?
He let me see it, too. I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah, I let WrestleMania see it.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe you guys could get married. I could be your bestest man.
We're not ready for that yet, but... It'd be pretty adorable if we got married in a mass wedding at Pride. Sure, that sounds very romantic, James, yes.
I think it would be more interesting though to have a group honeymoon, but that would be
that's
brilliant.
That's what I'm more into.
What about a group divorce? That'd be the most interesting.
It's like a group annulment. The money in that now. There's some good money in that now.
The Monday of, there'll be like a giant group annulment.
Did you guys?
I was drunk. I don't know what I was doing. I'm already married to a woman. What am I doing? You know.
Did you guys hear that David Crosby passed away?
Yeah.
You hear about David Crosby passed away, the great musician?
Yeah,
he will be missed. Crosby still in ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I guess. Ashes to ashes, Crosby still in ashes.
Come on. 150 homes burnt down in California last week. The mayor declared it a state of an emergency. Where I'm from in Detroit, 200 homes burnt down. Our mayor declared it a Tuesday. Just another day in the city.
A massive winter storm system is forecast to bring freezing temperatures and record snowfall to Minnesota and the Great Lakes region. Although predicted to be one of the most powerful storms this season, officials say no one should be affected as everyone in Minnesota and Wisconsin has already moved to Florida. Good choice, everybody, but please stop wearing those tight Speedos on the beach until you get a base tan and a bikini trim.
Yes, Florida, we're closed. We are closed
for business. A video of a horse goes viral that was in the back of a car that went in a McDonald's drive-thru. Yeah. Hold the onions. Hold your horses. Yeah, the horse was there to pay respects to his mother. She was in the to-go bag with the holy onions. Porn actor Ron Jeremy, unable to stand trial for sexual assault rape. He was supposed to appear in court, but he did a no-show last month. They're saying he can't. He's got dementia. His lawyer also told the judge he couldn't be there at court because, just like his defense alibi, he decided not to come.
Oh, my goodness.
No comment.
Yeah,
I needed a moment of silence there. Okay, that just needed a
Alec Baldwin is being charged with manslaughter last week. Did you hear about that in the set shooting for that movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he shot a chick. What the heck?
Oh, yeah, they're still going on with the
movie.
Okay.
Chick slaughter.
The show must go on.
Show must go on.
Yes, yes, chick slaughter. My little chickadee.
Oh, we have a caller. Hey, who's on the line there, bud?
Yes. This is the ghost of Johnny Never Rock.
Oh, no.
You think he pranked us?
The ghost of Johnny Leverox quit haunting me, dude. What's up with that?
Who is that?
I'm haunting you. You're haunting me. And I got beat with you bad games as you rippers. Birds like to call it.
We're going to have to get a silver alert for this guy.
Silver alert. This guy died the year I was born. Why are you haunting me all the time?
He's in a 2016 Kia Rio. What are your plates, sir? Hi. What's your plate number?
Is it over the secret hush puppy recipe I revealed?
You know.
I think he only needs half an edible. He took too much.
You got to stop going to the gas station to get your stuff, guy. You got to go to reputable distributor.
Yes.
Listen, Johnny Leverox. Your employees were jerks, and your manager stinks.
This is Johnny Leverox on the phone?
This is the ghost of Johnny Leverox. Yeah, they fired me when I kind of quit, but whatever, they want to call it whatever they want. They freaked me off, man. They're not our sponsor anymore. We got a new sponsor, though, so frick off, Johnny
If they're not
Leverox.
Our sponsor anymore, we shouldn't say their name.
Well, I was saying it was the ghost
That's
of Johnny
true.
Leverox.
We've right. said Leverox like 18
really
times tonight. They're going to be
sponsor.
Like, they're not going to even work here anymore. Yeah. We fired that guy.
That exposure is still exposure.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you it's like you're not hearing me say Zoe.
Do you know why we fired Matt James?
It was a bad day.
I voted Democrat, sir. You get out of here.
It was the hush puppy, you son of a gun. The hush puppy.
This reminds me of my dad.
Right, you, Matt James.
This guy reminds me of when my dad would come home late. Yes. It's like 3 a.m. I'd be up. He's mad. What are you doing up? Screaming at me.
Are you drinking?
He's talking
Can you drink
about?
In the afterlife? Drink necroplasm?
Yeah, that's... Somebody got into the punch.
Man. I'm going to visit you when you sleep, Mad James. I'm going to spray necroplasm all over your face.
I worked there. I worked hard for you guys for like 3.5 years, man.
That's right.
And then when I was counting on you to be there for me, you like frigged over my daughter and frigged over my son. But then you hired someone else's daughter. You hired friggin' what's your face's kid?
Debbie's
kid.
I don't think Levrox would appreciate this very much. Yeah. We don't have anything to do with Levrox.
Yeah. We're bringing him up, you guys. I mean, Levrox.
This guy. Bernie Sanders, chill out. All right, you lost.
Revenge to me for treating your family like crap. Destroy my hush puppy.
Oh my God.
Dude, you are the weakest link.
Look, man, socialism's just not going to work right now. Come back in a couple years, it might.
James, I think you need Ghostbusters.
Right, yeah, I'm gonna have to. What's that number for Ghostbusters?
That guy's
Ghostbusters.
We got a
Men in Black. Somebody. Somebody.
Don't
and
call
Men in Black.
Maybe crazy ghost.
Did you guys hear about the OnlyFans model she's made? She's in the top 100. Top 100 highest viewed OnlyFans models. Her little brother is not too happy about it.
Nope.
When being asked, like, hey, how do you feel about your sister being one of the highest paid OnlyFans models, he said, would you please stop looking at my sister?
Dude, last week in L.A., an airline worker dies after being vacuumed into an engine of a jet plane in Dallas.
Whoa.
Is that crazy? Yeah, it sucks to be him.
Hey, you guys, hear about this news from space? Astronomers operating the new James Webb Telescope report finding several large galaxies near the edge of the universe. And it took astrophysicists by surprise as they expected to only find smaller galaxies in that region of space. Mm-hmm. Also startling astronomers was the discovery nearby of an old Ford galaxy. Dr. Simon Ives of the Goddard Space Flight Center exclaimed, how did that get there? You know, I think my grandfather had one of those.
Lord.
You guys see TBS's new Slap League? Dana White. Dana White from the UFC has created Slap League for TBS. He did some self-promotion with his wife 3 weeks ago. And when asked about how she felt about it, she said, I had no idea I was going to be a part of this. So,
oh, man.
For them. They get more views than NFL.
Ooh.
The Slap League.
Wow.
They did?
A video of him slapping his wife did.
Yeah,
though.
That's what's up. Jim.
All right.
We got to keep the order in this circular jerk. Circular motion.
Oh, dear.
Back here in Florida, in Tallahassee, Florida Democratic Senator Lauren Book of Broward County filed a bill criminalizing dogs from sticking their heads out of the car window while the vehicle is being operated on a public roadway. Drivers would face a second-degree misdemeanor and a $100 fine. Dogs will be reprimanded in a firm voice, bad dog, bad dog, be put in timeout and get no treats for the rest of the day. Is this the best Florida Democrats can offer us? And they wonder why they keep losing.
Even when they win, we lose.
And South Korea lifts a ban on imported sex dolls. That's good in case you want to break up with your sex doll. And then she can be an exported sex doll.
Okay.
Exported escort.
Yeah, right that.
On the way to the show, I hit this geriatric guy with my car. I'm not kidding. I hit him. I get out. He's screaming at me. And, it was Rick Scott, guys.
Yes.
You gotta stand for news.
Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Okay, we gotta do This Week in History, Old News But Good News, Laughs from the Past.
Laughs from the Past.
This is gonna be mostly your segment, but I want you to take off with one, starting with Jim. Then you go ahead, Russell, then I'll finish with that. I only got a couple. Go ahead.
All right, let's take it back to the Middle Ages. This week in news history, 1455, Johannes Gutenberg prints his first Bible in Mainz, Germany, but loses track of the first copy. A year later, it reappears in nearby Frankfurt, tucked in the bedside drawer of a room at a roadside inn. The Kitchens must have gotten their hands on it or something.
Okay, this week in history, February. Oh, I meant Russell. Go ahead. I forgot. Go ahead.
And in February 1962, John Glenn became the first man to orbit the Earth. Some men will do anything to get out of shopping with their wife.
Sorry. On February 17, 1792, my dyslexia kicked in. George Washington, U.S. President, signs a legislation for the first post office and first postmaster general appointed. Since then, my male now identifies as a female, but it still has the same haircut that George Washington had. Ironically. You like that, you guys?
Yes, he cuts it quarterly.
I get female.
A mysterious man in Michigan who tricks unwed mothers into sleeping with them has just been identified as my dad.
This guy does me.
I just found out who he was.
In 1886, the Times of London newspaper publishes the world's first classified ad. It read, "Lonely monarch looking to ride young virile stable boy. Man, that Queen Victoria was one desperate housewife."
R. Kelly was just sentenced to 20 years federal prison time. Do you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
First thing he said was, "I believe I can fly."
In 2003, this day in history, on February 20th, the rock concert for Great White Fire. Remember that fire?
Oh,
killed 100 people on this day, and injured over 200
people.
Injured, yeah. And that's crazy, since Great White hadn't been hot since the 80s.
That was a tragedy.
Did you hear about the two Clearwater medics, you guys, that pronounced that guy dead that was still alive? And his daughter's sitting there, they're zipping him up. He's still breathing. They got suspended from their job. But at the same time, Jimmy Carter's been admitted to hospice, and they've already are about to finish the library that's for him, and he's 98. Who's dead and who's alive nowadays, right?
It's all relative.
Is he alive?
In 1959, the FCC ruled for the first time that equal time had to be given to all political candidates. This was really tested when Arnold Schwarzenegger was running for governor, because they couldn't show any of his movies in California because they'd have to give the Democrats 2 hours time each time they showed a movie.
That's crazy, really?
That's just really, that's true.
I thought until I was about 14 that Arnold Schwarzenegger was my dad.
You know, he's everybody's dad, okay? He has had multiple liaisons.
Yeah, you mentioned John Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962 today. I'm going to be the first man to orbit and inhabit Uranus.
No, I've already inhabited many Uranuses, so I'm all right.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys know this, but in 1896, the candy known as the Tootsie Roll is introduced by Leo Hirschfeld. In 1897, the word Tootsie Roll is introduced into the Urban Dictionary and has gained new definitions every year since. I can't even recite one of them on the radio. It's they're that bad.
I know three of them.
Let's use one in a sentence. Hey, honey, can you bring that Tootsie Roll over here?
There's a song about that, man. Sing the song, Tootsie Roll. Let's see that Tootsie Roll.
We're not paying them for that.
All right, here I got this thing. If I was a real doctor, what kind of advice would I give you about about nuts?
I don't know. What?
I'd say, take two of D's and call me in the morning.
So I did.
I'm a doctor.
Oh, here we go. In February 1965, Ranger 8 hits the moon and sends back 7,000 pictures. It took over 20 photomat booths to process all those pictures.
Not too many people here know what a photomat booth is.
The people on it in 1965 is actually when photo booths were created, and they lasted until like the 80s. They ended up doing movie rolls.
Did you guys know that today in history, 1 year ago today, Stand Up for News announced the war that we found online it was on the television.
That's right, we broke the
story,
man.
Bobby was here too. Yeah, dude, tomorrow is 1 day since Ukraine's war. Did you guys know that President Zelensky used to be a successful stand-up comedian? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I bet if his archenemy, Vladimir Putin from Russia, were a successful stand-up comedian, he would still bomb.
Oh.
That joke kills in Ukraine.
That joke kills
in Ukraine, Bobby.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. So, Chris, we got 4 minutes. Do you want to play a song? I mean,
I don't know. Unless we want to fire out some more
news. I haven't heard you play any music in a week, so I'm really like...
Wrap up a little history here. Did you guys know that in 1921, an airmail plane sets a record of 33 hours and 20 minutes from San Francisco to New York. It was supposed to deliver the mail to Chicago.
Oh. Ouch.
Oh.
Oof. Well,
a lot of mail jokes.
Right. If y'all, want to feel old, The Exorcist is 50 years old this year.
Oh, my.
That's crazy. I was born in 94, if you want to feel old.
Oh, wow. You don't want to know what happened to me in 94.
Yeah, 1992 for me. Oh, Lord. Well, I guess, I mean, since we only really have about 2 minutes left, I think what I'll do is I'll pitch the Professor J events shows for the weekend since we have some new things coming up going forward.
Can you sing a pitch? Just start playing the guitar and sing your pitch?
I can sing. Oh, here I got one for you. What is what's God's favorite chord? G sus. Yeah, I know that's pretty corny, but there's one thing. When I wake up in the morning, here's a musical joke. I picked this up on TikTok. When I wake up and I play guitar, first thing you do is you just pick it up and you grab it by the D. Just grab it by that big old D there, then just slide up into the A there a little bit, just with your finger. And there's going to be four BBCs real fast. BBC, 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 BB. And the last C is a really big bendy C, right? It's going to leave you going, G-sus, 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 G-sus. Then you see all over the place.
Nice.
And you can infer what you want from that. It's not going to go any more.
No metaphors there.
No metaphors whatsoever.
We're all getting fired.
No, nothing in there was offensive at all. Those were all acceptable words for radio, right?
It's coming.
Sing where you guys are going to be this week while you play the guitar.
Well, what
just
I will do
words as you go.
What I will do. Let's see. We're going to be. No, this is going to be annoying as hell. But we're going to be playing. Oh my Lord! We're going to be playing at. What's it called? Johnny's Smoke Shop over in Clearwater this Friday. It's our first one in a month, since we're doing that monthly now. We have our comedian friend Trevor Glassman coming out for that.
I know Trevor.
It's going to be a fantastic time. This Saturday.
Chicago guy.
This Saturday we're out at... That's right. This Saturday we're going to be at Java Cava doing more open mic with Terrapin. Let's have a jam night on Sunday. And then starting up in March, on March 3rd, we have a brand new open mic at Royal Vapor Lounge in Largo. So keep a lookout for that. It's going to be a good time. So,
All right.
I think I hear
the end there. Yep. Ready to stand up, guys?
We got 1 minute left here.
Stand up for news.
And then
we'll hit it.
All right. Here's what I'm going to want to tell. A 6-year-old boy in Michigan used the Grubhub account on his dad's cell phone to order $1,000 of food from local restaurants. The boy reportedly fooled restaurant staff over the phone by using his grown-up voice.
Yes, I would like to order 100 pizzas and 50 gallons of ice cream. No, this is not a joke. I'm having a dinner party with some other adults.
I swear to God, if anybody takes pictures of my wife as she walks down the aisle, I will snap. I paid for a professional photographer. I don't want to see your stupid iPhone or Android in the middle of the shot. I paid for a professional.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.